So now we have come to the next part of our mindfulness for young adults session. That is a guided sitting session. May you sit in a comfortable position. And you can keep your head straight, neck also straight. And your clothes in a relaxed manner, and your back may be straight. And if you are sitting on a chair, you can keep your back straight also, and your legs relaxed. You can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. You can spend a couple of minutes listening to various outside sounds that makes the mind little open and again receptive. So we are not rejecting anything, we are accommodating everything. So at the moment, what you can hear. So I can hear a little sound coming from the outside. Certain creatures are making little noise. And from distant, I can hear water drops are hitting a particular vessel. So you too can probably hear various sounds. Maybe sounds of vehicles, maybe sounds of a particular person, kind of a murmuring, talking sound, and maybe sounds of an air conditioner, refrigerator. So they are coming and going. So we are not considering them as disturbing. Rather, they have the nature to come and go. So we are having an open, relaxed mind. And we are quite receptive, not rejecting anything, not making any resistance in the mind. Again, we can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. Now you can try to bring your complete attention to the body. So how we can feel? At the moment, body is sitting, not standing, not walking, not lying down, but it is comfortably sitting. So are you feeling this comfort, kind of ease? Previously we were walking, but now we are sitting. So sitting posture is comparatively comfortable. So we need to recognize this comfort. And our head straight. Eyes are gently closed. Lips are gently touching. And shoulders in a relaxed position, not holding them purposely. Hands may be resting on your lap. And probably you can feel some pressure, kind of a weight at your buttocks. upper legs are relaxed, lower legs are relaxed. Certain parts of the soles, foot, are touching the ground. So we can recognize this sitting posture. And your clothes are also touching your body. Certain parts you can recognize. Some areas are a little tight and some are a little loosened. And you can recognize them. Again, we can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. As our concentration more develop and our attention is fairly established within the body, so we can recognize various other subtle aspects as well. There are sensations available throughout the body. The areas where the clothes are touching, we can recognize certain sensations are there. And if you are keeping your one hand on the other, there is a sensation. There may be little heat you can recognize, little weight you can recognize. And there could be certain irritations, certain itchiness, or minor pains. So all these things are happening right now. They are not imaginary. They are not mind-made. They happen right now. So we are recognizing them. We are awakening onto them. But with a quiet mind, we are not thinking about them. We are not commenting about them. Rather, we are recognizing them. And we don't have any judgment about them. We are not considering one is good, one is bad. There is no such judgment. Rather, we can equally receptive to everything. We are accepting whatever the sensation arises with an equanimous mind. So these sensations also have the nature to come and go. So we are not bothered about them. We don't want to control them. And we can accept whatever the sensation. When they are arising, we are looking at them. When they are available, we are looking at them. When they are passing away, we are knowing them. So we are like a distant observer. Sensations have their own routine. Due to various reasons, they arise and we observe, and sometimes some of them remain for some time and we observe, and after a while they all pass away and we observe. They are not bothered. We can have the distant observation. We allow things to happen. More relaxed. And probably we can see closely certain sensations are sometimes intense. Certain others are quite minor. There are certain differences among them. And sometimes if we pay close attention, it may not be a single sensation. It may be a series of sensations or group of sensations. The resultant are felt like pain, felt like irritation. But internally, once you look at closely, so there are many sensations, a group of sensations acting together. But each minute sensation is very transient. It comes and goes. Quickly come and go. So these sensations are happening and they are impermanent and constantly they are subjected to this arising and passing away. And they have their own agenda. They have their own behavior. And we don't have much control. They have the nature to come and go. And we can simply watch them, like watching someone else's sensations. Mind is relaxed. Mind has its own vantage point, how to look at sensations from a distant. By taking a step back. So now we can detach, continue the detached observation. We are not making them mine, myself, but they are merely sensations, feelings, element characteristics. And we can look at them objectively with an equanimous mind.